I'd say, Lord, there's plenty. And if you ask me if there have been times I shouldn't heard me pray, I'd say there's plenty. If you ask me if there have been times I've walked away and let temptation lead me astray, if you ask me, then I'd have to say there's plenty. But there's been plenty of times He's picked me up and wiped my tears away. And there's been plenty of times He gently reminds me my sins have been washed away. And there's been plenty of times I've failed the Lord, but He has yet to ever fail me. So if you're asking if He's been faithful, then I'd say plenty. If you ask me if I've had any valleys, I'd say, well, there's been plenty. You ask me if I've been through any hard times, I'd have to say there's been plenty. And if you ask me if I had friends and family walk on and even betray me, if you're asking, then I'd have to say there's plenty.
Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Plenty, plenty of time. Open your reliable historical documents that were written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses and record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and came from God rather than man. Now, where are we going to open them to? Revelations, right? How many revelations are there?
One
is correct. Who wrote it?
God wrote it.
What did He do with it? He gave it to the Son. What did God the Son do with it? He gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? Gave it to John. What did John do with it? He gave it to us. What's the two things? Give me one. Or what? We're going to adore His person and accept His plan. That's good. That's good. Brother Tyler, would you pray for us, please? Amen. Thank you. Now, for two or three weeks here, we've been in Revelation 4. Be okay if I just start over again? Can I read verse 1 again?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You know, Revelation 4, really, and 5, a lot of it really is easy to understand. It's simple. You really don't need a teacher. It's simple. You don't need me. You just pretend like you do, just to humor me. But now, a lot of it's, I mean, all of it's magnificent. It's stuff I've never seen before, but it's simple. It doesn't need an explanation. The Bible God made it clear for us. Revelation 4. And after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight, like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the thrones, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal in the midst of the throne. And we stopped right there last week, I think. And that's review. That's all review. We were talking about the judgment seat of Christ. Right here in verse 1, we go up. That starts a 7-year period in heaven of the judgment seat of Christ, I guess is most of it. And during that same time on earth is a 7-year of tribulation. And we've been looking at that for a while. We stopped right here and said, round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And we're going to look at the 4 beasts here for a little bit. And the first beast was like a lion. And the second beast like a calf. And the third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen. Let's see if we can find that somewhere else, like in Ezekiel 1:7. Ezekiel 1:7. Well, 6 says, and everyone, well, 5. We've got some creatures in 5, or 4 living creatures. And verse 6, each had 4 faces, and everyone had 4 wings. And verse 7, and their feet were straight feet. The sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And we see them again in verse 10. And as for the likeness of their faces, they 4 had face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they 4 had the face of an ox on the left side, and they 4 had the face of an eagle. Now there's something different here. You know what was different of the 4 faces. You caught it. This one that says ox. And now, I have run into people that didn't know what an ox was. Anyone not know what an ox is? Well, it's a calf. Not really, it's a work cow.
Right.
But an ox and a calf would be the same thing. In Revelation, it's called a calf. Here it's called an ox. Questions so far? Okay, let's go to chapter 10, verse 14. And here we have again, and everyone had 4 faces. The first face was like the face of a cherub. And the second face was the face of a man. And the third face, the face of a lion. And the fourth, the face of an eagle. Now, which one's different this time? Cherub is correct. Or maybe it's not different. Maybe a cherub looks like a calf or an ox. It might be the same. Let's look at it in Ezekiel 28. That's my theory. You don't have to believe that. Ezekiel 28, starting in verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation unto the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now we learned on Thursday night in Isaiah, here he starts off talking about a king, but then he's really talking about our enemy, Lucifer, as he goes on down through here. You know, he was perfect in beauty. You ever seen anything more beautiful than a newborn calf?
Yeah.
Just giving you something to think about here. Now, it's been in Eden. You know, before the fall, he had legs. His curse was to crawl on his belly. He may have looked like a calf, is all I'm saying. You don't have to believe that. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. A sardis, a topaz, a diamond, a beryl, an onyx, a jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. Workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Now, don't forget, Lucifer's a created being. And he was created to be a master of music. Got built-in pipes, if you will. Built-in pipe organ here. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy paradise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Now, my theory, that's why I think Aaron made golden calves, or golden calf, while he was up on the mountain, to institute devil worship, if you will. Why a calf? Why not something else? But it was a calf. It was a calf. Let's look at it again in 2 Kings. We also learned about this on Thursday night. I'm trying to make you thirsty for Thursday night. 2 Kings 17, when Jeroboam was in charge, and the kingdom was split. There was two capitals. He actually made sure that there were two golden calves. 2 Kings 17. And it starts off in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, began Hoshea, son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And then in verse 16, you see, and they left all the commandments of the Lord. Here's the problem. It's a big problem.
Yeah.
You see it all the way through the Old Testament. If you leave the commandments of the Lord, you might end up worshiping a calf.
Yeah.
Or worse. And they left all the commandments of the Lord. That's the real problem. And they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal. That's what we're learning. All the host of heaven, there's a whole message in that. The main point is they left the commandments of God. I don't recommend it. I think we should go ahead and accept the plan and adore the person. Let's go back to Revelation now. Finish it up here for today, starting in verse 6 of Revelation 4, I'm sorry, verse 9. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Now notice who's here and what they're doing. The four beasts in verse 8, they're saying, holy, holy, holy. That's what they're doing. Verse 10 now, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, in the past on earth, you may have noticed or seen. Let's look at 1 Samuel 8:7. We'll just go ahead and look at it. 1 Samuel 8:7. The Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people. See, the people's the problem here. In all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Now on earth, every once in a while, maybe a lot of times, you'll find someone that rejects the Father.
Yeah.
Luke 23:18. And they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. Also here on earth you'll find sometimes people will reject the Son.
Yeah.
John 1:11, you can see it again. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Also on earth, Acts 7:51. You may experience sometimes when people will reject the Spirit. Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do you. Presently on earth, you might find the same thing. But I come to tell you, the future occupation, in the future, your pastime. See, chapter 4, we went to heaven, if you remember. Your hobby in heaven might just be saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. On earth, you may find every once in a while a Christ receiver doing that. But in heaven, there'll be no rejectors there. There'll be no Christ rejectors. Everybody that's going to be there is going to be Christ receivers. Those that received Him. And what they're doing, they're saying, holy, holy, holy. In verse 11, they're saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's look at it in Luke 19. You'll find it around here once in a while. Luke 19, verse 35. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way, and when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King, the big K King, that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said to them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Let's look at some of examples of that. Psalm 111:1. Says, Praise ye the Lord. I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright. In the congregation. I'm going to ask for some volunteers here in a minute to help me out with this. Chapter 112:1, Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments. 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. 117. What I'm going to do is ask for some volunteers to read. Preacher, would you like to read? Just a minute. Wait a minute. Caleb's going to get you a microphone. One minute. 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Preacher, you're going to be Psalm 148:7-14. 148, 7 through 14. 118, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." Psalm 122, verse 1 says, now think about it, you might want to volunteer here in a minute. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Okay, preacher.
Psalm 148, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the height. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps." Sit down to 7?
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, now everyone doesn't like to read, but if you think you'd like to read, raise your hand. Caleb's going to bring you the microphone. Psalm 119, verse 164 says, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments." Psalm 9. Now, if you don't raise your hand, I'm going to volunteer you. Get over there next to RC, Brother Caleb. Psalm 9. This is what we're going to be doing in heaven.
Right.
We're practicing. We're getting ready. Go ahead. Let's see. How about Psalm 133, RC, 1 through 12? Psalm 9, 1 and 2 says, "I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works." Okay, Brother R.C., Psalm
133.
33.
Oh, Psalms 33.
Jerry Rush, you get ready. It's 107. Psalm 107. Psalm 33, 1 through 12.
It says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is calmly for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto Him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judges the earth, is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the water of the sea together as a heap. He lieth up the depth in storehouse. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, yes, and it was done. He commandeth, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the device of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance."
This is what we're going to be doing in heaven. Brother Butch, would you get ready with Psalm 34, 1 through 3? This is Psalm 56, verse 10. "In God will I praise His word. In the Lord will I praise His word." Psalm 57, 7 says, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed."
Yeah, yeah.
Psalm 106, verse 1 says, yeah, go ahead, Jerry Rush, 107, 1 and 2.
"Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy."
Yeah. And verse 8.
"Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wondrous works to the children of men."
And verse 15.
"Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men."
21.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wondrous works to the children of men.
31.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wondrous works to the children of men.
Praise ye the Lord. It's 106, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Brother Butch needs 134, 1 through 3. Yes, sir. Brother Steve, how about 196, 1 through 5? Brother Steve, 196. I'm sorry, 96.
Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that hath made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion.
Psalm 95 says, O come, and let us sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Psalm 96:1-5.
O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Miss Jennifer, how about 108, 1 through 3? Raise your hand if you want to read. Jeremy's next after that.
Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise Thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto Thee among the nations.
Amen. Brother Jeremy, 134, 1 through 3. Who wants 135? 1 through 3. Nobody? Okay, Matt. You'll be next. Who wants 136? 1 through 3. Okay, Elise. Who wants 138? 1 and 2. We're starting to catch on. 138. Go ahead, Brother Jeremy.
Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion.
Yeah, not a regular Lord. It's the one that made heaven and earth.
Right.
134, 1 through 3. Who had their hand up? You might have to run, Caleb. That was it? Okay, 135, 1 through 3. Who's got it? Right here, Brother Matt. You're allowed to run in the building. Who wants 145, 1 through 5? Heather, okay. Sister Heather, take this.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, O ye servant of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of God, praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise unto His name, for it is pleasant.
Good. Stephanie, you get on 138, 1 and 2. Let's see. Who had the 136? There you go.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever.
It really does endure forever.
Yeah,
the mercy, I think, who's next? Yeah, Heather, 145, 1 through 5. Stephanie, 138, 1 and 2.
I will extol Thee, my God, O King, and I will bless Thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless Thee, and I will praise Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise the works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works.
This is what you're going to be doing throughout eternity. We'll be praising the Lord. 146, 1 and 2 says, praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord of my soul. While I live, while I praise the Lord, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being.
I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods while I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward the holy temple and praise the name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name.
Yes, 147 says, praise ye the Lord, for his good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant and praise is comely. Who wants 149, 1 through 6? Trista wants 149, 1 through 6. Who wants Psalm 150? Sister Linda, after that. Great. This is great.
Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand.
Yeah, Sister Linda's 150. You're in good company this morning. Look who's doing this. This is in Revelation 5:11. Here's who's in there with you. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands sang with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
Praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Yeah.
Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing that down in Jesus' name. Amen.